Welcome to Food Neighborhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Today we head to Kumkapı, a neighborhood on the coastal European side of Istanbul. This place is a melting pot of migrants and wholesalers from Africa, the Caucasus and Central Asia, and is a rare cosmopolitan culinary mix in the city. Let's hear more from Monocle's bureau chief, Chris Lord.
This will be a familiar sound to most Istanbulites. It's the music that accompanies a night of fish and aniseed flavoured raki, the so-called Raka Balık restaurant, where a table full of tiny meze dishes keep one's stamina up for a long night ahead. Kumkapı is a coastal neighbourhood on the road to Atatürk Airport, and it's famous for its Raka Balık places. But I've heard there's more to this area than just the Meyhanes. Once home to Istanbul's largest Armenian population, today it's arguably the most cosmopolitan bit of town, with people from all over the region and beyond pitching up here. And wherever itinerant peoples go, the tastes of home usually follow, and I'm going to make a daytime visit to taste for myself. I'm at the weekly food market, and around me I can hear Uzbek accents, Russians, Armenians, Ethiopians, Syrians buying and selling here. There's pyjamas on sale, there's a huge mound of cherries. Life in Kumkapı is centred around this market, and it's flanked by places to eat that show off the diversity of this excellent neighbourhood. My guide today is Paul Osterlund, a correspondent for Culinary Backstreets, who has followed his nose around Kumkapı and is going to tell me that this place is a hidden gem. Paul, tell me, why is Kumkapı a great neighbourhood for food in Istanbul?
Well, it's got an array of ethnic restaurants that you won't find in any other neighbourhood, from Uyghur to Uzbek to Georgian to Syrian. It's just a fascinating place with a lot of great places to eat.
Now, Paul, I know you've been exploring this area quite a lot and finding some great places to eat. Where are we going to start first?
Well, I think we're going to start at a Uzbek restaurant. That's just up the street from here.
Istanbul is a great city for food. But for Turkish food, getting a great curry or sushi can be no mean feat, and it's this that makes Kumkapı's cultural mix so fascinating. We head to Al Baraka, a slightly stuffy canteen where we're handed plates of Uzbek manta, big dumplings packed with well-spiced meat.
I mean, this tastes so rich, Paul. The meat is absolutely beautifully done, and we're in a pretty simple place. I mean, this is just a straightforward cafeteria. It's clearly catering to a lot of the guys who work in the area. I've seen so many Uzbek restaurants here in Kumkapı. Why are there so many Uzbeks and Central Asians living here?
One of the reasons might be because of the suitcase trade. Now, the suitcase trade now has blossomed to this multi-billion dollar trade, but it has very humble beginnings. Now, it began after the breakup of the Soviet Union, and folks from different former Soviet republics would come to Turkey with suitcases, and they would stuff them with as many textile products as they could, and they would take them back home to sell. Now, that has grown significantly over the years, and as you can see around here, there are a lot of cargo shops run by folks from different countries, and customers come and they buy large amounts of clothing and they send them back to their home countries to sell.
Now, Paul, if I walk into this Uzbek restaurant, I wouldn't really know where to start. What would you recommend for somebody listening if they wanted to go into an Uzbek restaurant? What would you suggest to order?
Well, you can't go wrong with the manta. It's quite different than Turkish manta, which kind of looks like a small ravioli with a little kernel of meat. But Uzbek manta is a totally different ballgame. It's big, juicy, and just got some delicious textures and flavors going on.
The biggest population in Kumkapı these days are Kurds, who come from the east of Turkey in search of work. And as you make your way through the streets, there are guys sharing homemade breakfast plates laden down with famous Van cheeses. But there's another group of people that have headed west in search of a better life. The Uyghur in northwest China are a Turkic peoples and defiantly call their region East Turkestan. Many of them are devout Muslims, and there are regular reports of discrimination by Chinese authorities against the Uyghurs, often being denied the right to fast during Ramadan. Uyghur Lokantası is on the main street in Kumkapı, and we drop by in time for brunch.
We've got this kind of warm, flaky dough. Inside, we've got a nice chopped spiced lamb. It's a very hearty, filling breakfast, that's for sure.
And it comes with this big pot, big silver pot of green tea. and this very spicy, almost like a kind of salsa that's accompanying it. I mean, Uyghur food, when I taste it, it's an extraordinary synthesis of lots of different things. There are Turkish elements here, but it also feels not necessarily just Chinese, but sort of East Asian as well. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. There's definitely a synthesis going on, which makes it so unique and so interesting. Because like you said, you do see Turkish elements, but it's very much its own cuisine.
The samsa is excellent, but don't be dissuaded by the garish photographs in the menu at Uyghur Lokantası. We plump for the lamen, a signature Uyghur luncheon.
Tell me what's inside, what's in here, Ubeydullah.
This is a fresh batch of handmade noodles, freshly made by hand just now in this kitchen, along with peppers, tomatoes and lamb.
What makes a good lamen?
We eat it so often, and we make it so well, that if anything is missing, then we know immediately from the first bite. Life is good here in Turkey. I can be who I want to be and live my identity and raise my children the way I'd like. I tried to live in China, I tried to live in Central Asia, but things are good here. All of our food is made to order and by hand. Everything is natural here with no chemicals. Among the Turkic peoples, there's not much difference between Turkish and Uyghur food.
Yet the most visual community of Kumkapı is perhaps its most absent. There's the Armenian Patriarchate in the area, the centre of the faith, and you'll see the names of long-gone benefactors written in Armenian script on plaques outside houses. Yet as we try to bag some lavash, the Armenian tandoor-cooked flatbread that was put onto the UNESCO list of intangible heritage, it's become rather difficult to find.
Paul, we've been walking around trying to find some Armenian lavash, haven't we? And we're not having much luck, are we, at all?
Unfortunately, there was a great place that was open until a couple months ago, but they've closed. And after that, there was a little shop next door selling imported goods from the Republic of Armenia. And sometimes they had lavash that was actually brought in, and they didn't have any today. And the woman at the shop told us that there are no other places around selling it. So it seems like we might not be so lucky on that front today.
And, you know, just why is it like this, Paul? Why, first of all, do businesses come and go so quickly around here? And also, you know, when we look around, this used to be one of the biggest Armenian neighborhoods in town, and yet you just don't see that representation anymore.
Right. Well, Kumkapı, like you said, was a prominent Armenian neighborhood, but throughout the 20th century, most of its Armenian and Greek residents left the city and the country. Mm. Today, it's very much a migrant neighborhood. You have people from all over the world living here, but it's very much a transitory place. The people who come here often do not intend on staying here. So if they have a better opportunity to go elsewhere, they jump at it. So you kind of see this constant revolving cast of shops and businesses that open and close. So if you go here 1 week, a business that you encountered might not be open the next week.
So the character of Kumkapı may have changed, but there's a new face to this old neighborhood. On our way back to the main road, we come across a small Ethiopian provision store, selling injera, teff flour, and spices for the perfect boiled tibs. Most surprising of all, it's run by a young Turk called Ramazan, who, in a shop decked out in yellow, red, and green, the colours of the Ethiopian flag, he's become smitten with Ethiopian culture and its cuisine, despite having never been there at all.
I am Turkish, but me I like is the Africa too much. My shop in Ethiopia. I send you break, Ethiopia cream, Africa cream. I like too much. I love every time.
And you sell Ethiopian food here as well, right?
Ethiopia, yeah. I send you Ethiopian injera, Ethiopia mit mita, Ethiopia berbere, Ethiopia mulla, bullaile, coffee, drink coffee, like this.
My thanks to Paul Osterlund of Culinary Backstreets for showing me around this great neighbourhood. And if you are keen to see Kumkapı for yourself, hop on the metro to Yenikapı, and it's just a short walk from the station.
That was episode number 7 of Food Neighbourhoods. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.